Now, yesterday, very nearly 24 hours ago, we received a call from Kafui Awunur, who is a yoga practitioner and teacher, and had reflected what she regarded as a racist statement by a colleague at the Cape Town Yoga Zone, which is a yoga center on Kloof Street in Cape Town. Let me play you a little bit of what she said happened to her.
Yeah, I understand this is not exactly the best way to wake up, but to be honest, it's never really the best time. So a colleague on a hot day in December decided to say to me, "It's really hot today. Let's pretend we're at the plantation so you can fan me."
So a fellow yoga patron.
Teacher.
Was it a teacher?
A head of the teachers in a yoga studio.
Who is Caucasian. Said to you.
Said to me, "Let's pretend we are at the plantation so you can fan me." And that was apparently a joke that I was supposed to take as a joke, which, of course, I did not see that way and did not feel was a joke. And if it was a joke, it was at all appropriate. It was hurtful and offensive, and I made that very clear. And, so that's been the past 8 months of dealing with that. And to be honest, it's not the first time issues have been brought to the forefront in the yoga community. This is something that's been going on for years. I am myself a yoga teacher. I've been part of the community for over 11 years, and it's time that we address these issues.
Those are the words and voice of Kafui Awunur, who was reflecting on her experience at Cape Town Yoga Zone. Joining me on the line is the owner of Yoga Zone, Fulvio Grandin. Fulvio, thank you very much for joining us. Welcome to the show.
Yes, thank you. Hi, Africa. Good morning.
All right. I will give you the right of reply to the call that we received from Kafui yesterday.
Sure. Firstly, thank you for the opportunity. And the radio station contacted me yesterday. I'm not tuned in to radio, so I wasn't aware of this until post facto. I would like to say that it's unfortunate that I understand that as a broadcaster, you're free to air, absolutely, and that people are calling in and are free to give their opinions. But unfortunately, when libelous and defamatory comments are made using a company name and directed specifically to that, then the damage is, in a sense, done, because I'm not sure whether the same listeners that were affected by the comments that they heard yesterday are necessarily going to be listening today and enabling me my version of the events, which are actually factual. It's unfortunately one of the problems that I suppose is with a free-to-air and public broadcaster. But just in addressing some of the issues here, just a few comments. Kafui, the caller, spoke of many issues yesterday, and you replayed some of that clip now this morning. But I'd like to address three of them essentially. The first one was that absolutely there was a racial incident. It was at the Yoga Zone. It was between two individual employees, and it occurred in December of last year. And at no point by anybody was that ever dismissed or denied that this did occur, or the impact of that comment on Kafui. So in no way was it an institutional or a policy matter from the business. It was distinctly from one individual to another in their individual capacities. So that's just a factual matter. And as soon as that was brought to my attention, I took the matter extremely seriously. And immediately had independent meetings with all the parties. That actually happened over 2 days on two separate occasions. And I took immediate actions and steps accordingly. So even before this had occurred, even before it was being brought to my attention, the person that made the comment apologized both verbally immediately after having made the comment. This is witnessed by another party that was there. I wasn't present at the time. And then also again made an apology in writing. Neither of these were accepted by Kafui, but under the circumstances and at the time, it's understandable that it was a very sensitive issue and that there was a lot of hurt experienced on her side, which I, as the business owner, accepted absolutely. So my actions were appropriate to labor law and labor practice. Even though Kafui proceeded to make allegations against the Yoga Zone of discrimination in the workplace, accusing myself and the business of having dismissed this issue, of not having taken it seriously, and of having taken no action to rectify or to address this matter. Those are blatantly untrue. And the matter was then taken by herself to the CCMA, which is the Council for Conciliation and Arbitration on Matters Related to Labor. The hearings were held, protracted hearings were held over a number of months, and they were concluded and pronouncement made last week that found that her accusations were incorrect. And that, in fact, it found that the employer, which is myself and the company Yoga Zone, had, in fact, taken the appropriate and required action. And it found no wrongdoing by the Yoga Zone because the timeous actions and appropriate actions were taken in keeping with labor law and labor practice. So, unfortunately, these are facts that did come out yesterday, but that yourself as radio presented in pick up on, and that should have then brought up the question of, well, these accusations are still being made where the judiciary process has pronounced that they are not correct or valid accusations. So there's a question of libel and defamatory comments made there on air, which unfortunately the damage has been done, some damage has been done to the standing of my company and the brand, the people that come there, the staff that works there. Our social media platforms have been on fire yesterday by random individuals. Unfortunately, many of them have never even been to us, or don't even live in South Africa, but they have clearly been agitated into this and have made derogatory, defamatory, accusatory comments on our social media. I just want to continue addressing the other matter. Was that,
just a quick response to that, Fulvia.
Yes, sure.
A couple of things. One, I think if you obviously choose to pursue libelous matters against Kafui, it's absolutely up to you. And you are right. This is a free-to-air station, and people can call in and obviously make statements as they did. As you would have known, we made every single attempt to make sure that we try and get hold of you yesterday already.
Yes, sure,
and because by your own admission, you do not listen to the radio, you were not able to respond immediately. By law, we are required to give you a right of reply, which is what we're doing now. And by practice, we need to give you that right of reply round about the same time that call took place. I took the call to air literally in 2 minutes time, to be 24 hours ago. So one assumes that a similar listenership is listening to me today, as was the case yesterday. So whether you choose to, you know, pursue any kind of legal sort of avenues against Kafui on that basis, sure, the station is more than welcome to make available any and all recordings, given that conversation yesterday and obviously the one that we're having today.
Sure, thank you, Africa, and for clarifying that as well. And I absolutely, as I said, my comments were not in any way direct or accusatory to the radio station. It's just that I understand that this is the nature of a broadcaster and Unfortunately, it's a situation that now we find ourselves in.
I'd like to pursue some of the points you've made already. You said you acknowledged that there was a racial incident.
Yes.
And just to confirm, this individual who said to Kafui, "It is really hot today, let's pretend we're at a plantation so that you fan me," that person is still employed by YogaZone?
That person is still employed by YogaZone, yes.
What remedies did you seek and what interventions did you put in place? Because you have to you have to accept that this is not the kind of attitude you want in somebody in your employer, right?
Absolutely. Well, it's certainly not the kind of attitude and actions that that are acceptable at the yoga studio, at my place of employment, and certainly not in any way representative. Africa, there's a whole involved, quite complex context and other factual matters in this whole picture, which is partly why the CCMA process was so arduous and lengthy with a number of witnesses. I am not going to go into all of these details and be drawn into another public forum where
Which is not what I'm asking you at all, because the labor relations issue between you and Kafui has been undertaken, and if she chooses to go one way or the other, that's fine. Yesterday, I actually did say to her that if she's not happy with the addressing of the racist statement, she can then go to an equality court, which I think will better serve her.
Which has been recommended to her as well on a personal matter.
Fair enough.
In terms of the matter regarding the employer and racial discrimination in the workplace, that has been settled to the employer by the CCMA. Actions were taken. Those actions were deemed appropriate by the CCMA. And in keeping with
what I'm looking for, Fulvia, is the fact that you've had a diversity management trainer, for example, come into your space and deal with this kind of thing. Because remember, I'm a potential patron of your company. And given the conversation I had to Kafui yesterday and your acknowledgement of the fact that there's a teacher in your studio who said this rather horrific racist statement,
yes,
it's going to make me think twice before going there. So
sure.
I need you to satisfy the Cape Talk listener that these are the actions which I'm happy you saying that the CCMA is happy with what actions you've taken, but I'm just going to need a bit more to tell me what it is that you did to actually deal with racism in your institution.
Immediately upon that incident, the matter was taken up by all the staff members affected, and it was discussed at length. I was satisfied that there was a clear and succinct understanding of the impact that comment had made, the context that it came from, and the fact that it was not in any way meant to be hurtful or harmful directly, but the result was the hurt and harm. The individual was given a formal warning by myself, the employer, that this will not be tolerated and that these matters need to be addressed and taken care of immediately, and were it to occur, that it will be an immediate termination of employment. During the CCMA hearings, there were a number of proposals and suggestions made by ourselves that will now be taken up now that the proceedings were only concluded last week. Unfortunately, they were delayed for a number of months because of external factors. And in those proceedings, we undertook to do sensitization training, etc. We even proposed to Kafui that we put publicly on our public platforms, social media and website, that we are committed to non-racialism, that we understand that there are matters to which individuals need to be sensitized, and that we are happy to undertake and institute that kind of training and sensitization in our organization. So unfortunately, that was the fact that we offered that to Kafui as one of the proactive solutions in addressing this matter to the broader yoga community, That was part of a settlement proposal, which unfortunately she negated and denied and insisted on proceeding all the way through to the conclusion of the CCMA hearings, which then made a commissional judiciary pronouncement. But absolutely, we are committed as an organization and as a company to managing these issues, to sensitizing. And this is at an interesting time, Africa, that I just wanted to share with you, that very, very clearly in the last period, I'd say in the last year and a half to 2 years, there's been a very evident uptake of a much broader uptake within a wider social and racial demographic here in Cape Town of yoga, both in participants and in professionals. So the community that Kafui is referring to, the yoga community is actually growing and expanding to be a lot more socially representative. And I find that very interesting. And now at a time when Kafui is making comments that there is racism, she's creating the impression that there's racism pervading the yoga community in Cape Town. And I think that's really unfounded and evidently not the case.
Fulvia, I think an opportunity for you and anyone else involved with your organization and your establishment is wondering what it is that you did that gave this individual the impression that it was okay for him to say this. Because that will need to be eliminated. That will need to be eliminated as soon as possible. But I am mindful that I'm taking up far too much of your time. You did want to make points, so if we can just move on to that.
One more comment, Africa, is that absolutely this incident, obviously institutionally for us as an institution, but also to all the individuals that work there, has raised some very, very profound introspective questions. And at no point was this taken flippantly or in any way said that this was going to be okay. It was never dismissed. It was taken very seriously. And it has had already a very profound impact on the sensitization of all individuals. And specifically when something like this does occur, it's very heartfelt. We really work as a team and as a family there between patrons and professional employees. So if nothing else, it has really given us a deep, profound introspection into what are the elements that contribute to discrimination, to profiling, to all the ghosts that we should really be a lot more conscious of as a progressive society. So, it's been taken very seriously. It's a very, very hurtful and heartfelt matter at our studio and has been all the way along, which is why it seems completely unjustified that these accusations are still leveled out at us when there's been no wrongdoing.
The incident happened, Fulvia. The lived experience of Kafui at that moment cannot be discounted. And I think she...
Absolutely not.
What I heard yesterday was a woman who was deeply offended by what was said to her and clearly felt that not enough had been done. And what we've done now is satisfy... certainly, if nothing else, for the curiosity of the listener listening right now, what measures Yoga Zone has, what steps have you taken to obviously address the matter? So I want to leave it there and wish both you and Kafui all the best in whatever future endeavors you have. And I certainly do hope that we never, ever, ever have to have this conversation again, because issues of race and racism in the city do exist. And we need to do absolutely everything possible to eliminate any kind of, they're not supposed to fester, is what I'm saying.
Yes, I absolutely agree with you. And I think that, having discussions in public fora like you do here are certainly going to contribute to that in a very constructive way. So, again, thank you for the opportunity to address this and discuss this with you. And if there's anything further, I'm very happy to be available.
For sure. Thank you for making yourself available today. Fulvia Grandin is the owner of Yoga Zone.